You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is the second hour. We're live from Orlando, Florida, and I mean live from Orlando, Florida, where it's nice and warm here.
Yeah, today it was warm.
If
last week was 38.
If you are elsewhere out of Florida, I feel bad because I understand out there it's cold. Right now, probably outside, what, 75 degrees right now in Florida?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Phone number is call in, 407-894-1680. My name... Well, they call me Michael. My co-host is Lynn Golder. We have Donna Bardot with us. Donna, say hello.
Hello.
We have Juan and his lovely bride.
Hello.
Genevieve. Genevieve, you there?
And speaking of Genevieve, yes. We cut you short, hello. Genevieve, so yes. There you go.
And we have Chris Shaw behind the scenes.
That's right.
And we have next to Chris Shaw behind the scenes. We have
No, I
Donna's
think he went
husband.
Outside.
Oh, he's outside?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's talk to Genevieve.
Genevieve.
Hi.
So
yes.
We're back to what you were saying.
Yes. I was actually saying about the vision, and I thought that was very important there. The vision, which actually helps with the cost of eye exams and treatments and vision corrections. So if you get any of these done, you actually get money back,
wow.
which helps pay with the cost of that. And nowadays, things are so expensive. Mm-hmm. Actually, a hospital stay is very expensive nowadays. The average of a hospital stay is like $9,700 just to stay in the hospital. It's so expensive.
I know.
And that most people don't have that type of money, so they don't even stay in the hospital. They stay home with that type of cost. So Aflac actually helps pay for this. Like, it gives you money just for being in the hospital, and it helps offset the cost of such things that are so expensive. And like you asked me before, we also have the accident. Like, if you get in an accident, get hurt, something simple, even a paper cut or something, it actually reduces the financial impact of an accident by, again, providing cash benefits.
So. Tell people about the cancer aspect again.
The cancer, if you're diagnosed with any type of cancer, it could be melanoma, the like skin cancer.
Skin cancer.
Yes, it happens a lot here in Florida because of the mm-hmm. hot sun that we have. That is a cancer diagnosis. You would get paid money for any type of cancer diagnosed, the same big cancer, small cancer, so on. So it's a lump sum that's given to you, though. Depending on the cancer that you get will depend on the lump sum amount of cancer. So every case is different, and that every case of amount that will be paid out to you would be different.
And the payments are very reasonable each month?
The payment would be a lump sum.
No, I mean the payments for the insurance.
The payment, oh, yes.
The premium.
Oh,
I think,
the
premium, yeah.
Yes, but then again, every case is different. It also mm-hmm. depends on your age, and depending on they're very reasonable.
So some individual. It depends also on the coverage, if it's an individual or husband and wife, mm-hmm. parent and family, it depends. Mm-hmm. And we have four different categories. So if the question is this affordable? Yes, it is. This is the basis of Aflac, provide cancer assistance when it's most needed. One thing that it's based on the situation that my mother went through, when you are facing cancer, your life goes upside down.
Right.
You know, it turns completely. And the priorities look for treatment. And the options that people offer you sometimes depends on the amount of money or deductibles that you can bring to the table. It's unfortunate, but it happens. So that's why I'm involved with this company. First, because it's the number one company in North America. And the second is that they're very reliable. If you have a situation, they don't wait months or weeks to provide you with the help. Mm-hmm. If you file a claim before 3 o'clock on the workday, by the next day, you know, if it's before 3 o'clock, you will see the funds deposit
wow.
on your account.
That's amazing.
Next day.
Wow.
People say, why you do that? This company, you know, takes the risk of immediately react to a situation. But you know what? That's exactly the point of customer service. If you have a situation, let's say you're in an accident or you're in the hospital tonight, do you need this help next week or do you need this help now?
That's amazing.
So that's the point.
Next day. So as long as you file the claim before 3 p.m. on a weekday, you receive the funds the next day in
yes.
your bank account.
Actually, it's the only company that it's called one.
Did you ever hear such a thing, Kara?
Same day pay.
Donna?
No, I've never.
So that's a feature that no other company even matches Aflac when it comes to
wow
support and service.
So you guys had a little trivia contest again?
Oh, I did.
All right.
Yeah, I do.
You do? Okay.
I
so
do.
You're on.
I have a ducky I want to give away. This cute little ducky. He's a squishy ducky. You know, his little squeak. He doesn't squeak, though, but he's very, very
he's
cute.
He's very cute.
All right, what's the contest? There we go.
Well, I have a trivia question. And
Genevieve does a better one than you.
That's a Daffy duck.
Genevieve does a better quack quack.
I'll beat that one. Aflac! 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 Well, this ducky is really, really cute, and I want to give him away to somebody. Somebody will take really good care of him because he's so,
what's,
cute.
So what's the question? What's the
now,
trivia question?
The trivia question is, a group of duckies. What is a group of duckies called? No cheating.
A yeah, no cheating.
A group of duckies.
407. Everybody knows that. 1680.
Everybody knows that.
Herd of cattle. I don't. Herd of cattle.
Mother goose.
407-894-1680.
Let's get the trivia in this second trivia while we're waiting for the answer with the duckies.
Okay.
So well, we're going to do two trivias?
Yeah, that's
all right, so the first trivia, a group of ducks are called what?
What?
Is that, right. That's the question,
duckies,
right?
Duckies.
A group of duckies
yes.
are called what?
What's it called?
And let's do the song in honor of Donna instead of okay. the other one all you right. chose. Did you ever pull that up, Chris?
I'm already ready.
All right.
This is reference to an honor of Donna.
Right.
Oh, Donna.
This was a huge song. Huge. Top 10 song.
Okay. So two contests going on.
Now, I'm going to give you a big hint. I'm going to give you a big hint with this song. This song was top 10. I think, don't hold me to it. Was it either number one song or number two song? It was way up there on the charts. It was either one or two.
So
but
we have two contests.
Artists who made, huh?
We have two contests right now yeah. in the same breath.
The artists who made this famous, they had a movie about them. And it was a great movie. Now the question is, he was known for something else.
And
I will tell you when he calls in. When the winner calls in, I will tell you.
Genevieve, what was
who's singing the song?
What was your contest? What is your question again for everybody?
The duck.
Yes, a group of ducks is called a, you can say duck or duckies. It's just that this one is a ducky.
Okay.
A group of ducks.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Expect people to be calling in.
407-894-1680.
So how do people get in touch with you guys?
Well, it's easy. We have a website. It's called, the name of the website is The One Who Cares.
TheOneWhoCares.com.
Yeah,
TheOneWhoCares.com.
Mm-hmm. And the phone number, ours, phone number is 407-476. 7282.
Say it again.
407-7
Genevieve,
sorry.
What's the phone number?
I don't call myself, but that's okay.
407-478-7
Yeah, 407-478-7282.
Say it again.
Oh. 407-476 7282.
476-7282.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then, of course, you can visit their website, theonewhocares.com, and there is a link on Blind and Beyond Radio Show's website on the advertiser page.
Oh, wait, we have any people calling in yet?
Not yet. Wow. You stumped them both ways. We stumped them.
We're going to break. All right. We come back from the break. I'm going to give the answer to Donna.
Yeah, and then we're going to be talking
in.
To Donna.
Blind and Beyond.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Yes, we are. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
We have one caller.
Okay, so who's on the line?
Gary from Winter Park.
Gary from Winter Park. Okay.
I'll be shocked if he knows it.
Gary.
Hello.
So what are you calling about? What are you calling about?
I'm going to call in on the duck.
Oh, yay!
As far as I know, it's a flock of ducks.
Yep.
You're kidding. He knows it.
He knows the answer?
Woo!
Yay. Is that the answer? Is that really the answer?
I'll bring you this. We'll see you this week, Gary. I'll give you your duck.
All right. You got a duck for Gary.
Yay. That one was easy, right?
I got a duck for a waterfall.
There you go. He only wanted that duck. I'll hand deliver it to him this week. He's going to a new home. There. I've got him right here, Gary.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. He just got a duck. Anybody else on the line right now?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to give the answer.
Yeah, give the answer.
All right. Now, the people who didn't guess, who was singing the song for Donna? All right.
Get to the answer.
His name? Richie Valens. He was known for dying in a plane crash at 17 years old. He was with Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, in the plane crash. If you remember, Buddy Holly died in a plane crash. Richie Valens was the youngest. And he was known for that. They made a movie, the whole thing about Richie Valens. His song was Donna. Okay?
Speaking of Donna, we're going to go back to Donna now.
It's going back to
Donna. This side of the table. Okay, Donna. So you were telling everybody earlier that you have a condition called optic neuritis?
Correct.
Okay.
Optic neuritis. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, we were thinking to tell maybe some of the symptoms. When this happened to me, I was working full-time, driving, everything. I was 24. And basically what happened is my vision was almost like neon. It everything was flashing
lights.
Lights were terrible. The light was so bad I had to wear sunglasses inside and a visor, actually. I wore a visor and 'cause the light was really hurting me. Mm-hmm. So that sent me to the eye doctor, and that's when it all began. But there's probably a lot of other symptoms. I was told that it probably, all they could figure was it was some kind of viral situation that caused that to happen. And basically the treatment that I got was a steroids, because I guess steroids stop your body from reacting, your immune system from, you know, trying to fight it or whatever.
I'm not allowed to take steroids.
No, because it'll make your eyes worse.
Right. And
they gave you steroids. So this is confusing. They gave you steroids, and he can't have steroids.
Right.
So what was the steroids going to do?
It helped. It helped stop it. Yeah, it helped that to go away. That's all I cared about.
Right.
I left the details up to the doctors. But
where was this?
In Syracuse, New York, was at the time, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so basically, I couldn't go back to my job. I mean, it didn't get any better. I mean, the neon stopped, but I couldn't go back to do what I was doing, because that's when I became legally blind. So
can you see me from there?
I can see you. Your outline, yeah.
That's like Michael. Yeah. He can see an outline.
Right. Shapes.
I see shadows.
Outlines, yeah.
I can't see shapes, but I can see shadows. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Were you able to read the clock with making it? I made it in larger print. Can you see any
yes,
letters?
Yes, I can read.
I did a 22-5.
Yes. I can read large font, mm-hmm. yeah, but not regular, like mm-hmm. newspaper or anything mm-hmm. like that. And the people at New Vision for Independence, I of course, went to the Lighthouse. And right.
Oh, you did go to Lighthouse in Orlando?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
And so they actually helped me get, because everything's computerized. I feel like a dinosaur, though, because, you know, I can't do it the regular way. Mm-hmm. But I have this program called Zoom Text that reads to me. And I know people who are totally blind have a program called JAWS.
Most of our friends use JAWS.
Right. And but the Zoom Text, they actually, I don't use the magnifier part of it. I just use the
talking.
Yeah, the reader part.
Right.
And it's wonderful. So I can do email, and it doesn't matter, because a lot of my friends, they're so sweet, you know, they'll try to enlarge the font so I can see it, and I say, well, you don't have to bother, because it reads
it
to me.
It
yeah.
talks to you.
Yeah.
So what are some of, well, other symptoms that you had, in case somebody out there is listening?
Right. Basically, that was it. I mean,
the flashing lights.
Flashing, and
what about headaches?
No headache. Just, well, I say no, but if I didn't wear the sunglasses mm-hmm. and the visor, I'm sure I would have had one, because it was it's just so bright, mm-hmm. you know. And I'm not exactly sure why that is, or if everybody that gets it has that, you mm-hmm. know. So there's so many different variations.
I have to wear sunglasses everywhere. My sunglasses, I even have one.
He has
now,
them on now.
Because... Any kind of light, I can't.
It's glary.
It hurts my eyes.
Yeah.
Any kind of light.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like Michael says, you know, when you have some vision, you're very grateful, and I feel very blessed. And of course, my life wouldn't be anything without my husband, because he does everything for me. You know, I mean, he really. I know when I called in one time before, I was sharing the fact that. This all happened when my husband and I were just going out together, and
a long time.
Yeah, he actually still wanted to marry me after I became legally blind, which I thought, was wonderful.
It is wonderful.
Yeah,
Unfortunately, we know many people that get divorced when one of the spouses gets becomes blind.
Right.
So, Rick, I know you're listening.
He's very supportive.
Yeah.
That's
wonderful.
And our daughter's wedding, I said that to her husband when I gave the toast, and I said that I bless my wife. And I'm very thankful and grateful for my wife, because I know I have friends that their spouses left them when they got blind.
I know.
And
that seems
terrible. Not only do I love my wife for many reasons, but she still puts up with me, whether I'm blind or not. But she still puts up with me. But the point is, she's always been there. So that's what I'm saying. There are good people out there, like Rick, your husband, my wife, Lynn. But there seems to be not many, because a lot of the people that we know, I'm not mentioning names, their husbands or wives left them when they went blind.
Yeah. It's that death to us part thing, you know. I mean, we really meant that.
Yeah, well, when you get married today, they don't say anymore.
Yesterday also, they reword it.
They don't say anymore for better or for
worse.
What
they said was
no more.
That you'll love me even when I'm not there,
right.
Something like that.
But
they don't say the word
death.
It
used to say,
in sickness and in health.
Till death do us part.
Wait a minute.
Better or worse.
Stop. Like, no, no,
what,
no.
What?
Aflac. Wait a minute. They don't say for sickness and health?
Yeah.
Not really.
For richer, for poorer.
We've gone to two weddings in 3 weeks, and we didn't hear it.
No. Are you serious?
No, neither wedding said it in the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Neither one said...
Till death do us part.
Death do us part, richer or poorer.
He said, I know you'll love me when I'm not around,
right.
Which is ambiguous.
So, wait, did they do their own vows?
Yes.
No, okay, that's probably
why. But the minister
said I even brought it up after the wedding. I said to the rabbi, how come you don't say it? He said, we don't say it anymore, for richer, for poorer.
Everything
because
is different
most
now.
Wives say, for poorer, we're out of here. We're out of here.
Well,
you ain't got any money, I'm out of here.
You could be
blind as long as you got money. If you ain't got that money, you're out.
All right, so I'm going to pitch this for Juan and Genevieve.
Yes.
I got it right?
Yes.
Ooh,
yeah.
Don't find it work for
pretty
me.
Pretty name, isn't it?
Right.
Genevieve.
All right. Thank so you. For those of you who are planning on getting married and just got married, because they didn't say to death do you part, you need to make sure you go get some insurance. Make sure you see Aflac and get
That's
this
right.
insurance right now. Because death is not coming, but it will be some trying times.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's telling me something ain't lasting long.
Every relationship, every marriage has their ups, their downs.
Oh, yeah.
They have the sidewalls. They have the Ferris wheels. They have the roller coaster rides.
Oh, yeah.
Sickness.
And I always say one thing. With me, every day is Valentine's Day. Every day I say to my wife, I love you. Can I have my kiss? Can I have my hug? So the bottom line is, and I say here all the time, I love you. And what's my wife say? Give me some space. I want some space. I said, I can't help you. I want to be around you. Would you give me some space? I said, I can't help it.
That's right.
Right?
You know what?
That's
I wanted to
help
talk
us
to
that's right.
Donna, what we were talking about off the air, because it's really interesting. Put you on the spot about the biking.
Oh,
she's a biker. This is a biker right here.
Yeah.
We have.
All right.
A motorcycle biker.
Yeah.
Gary,
we have a biker here.
Yeah.
A biker.
You telling me you get on
the
bike
she
and just
does.
Ride out?
I ride with my husband on the motorcycle.
They did
I
it today.
It. Yeah, we mostly
bike
all
week.
Day. Yeah.
Yo, we need to hang out.
Yeah, I love
I'm
it.
A biker too. I got a bicycle, but I'm a biker.
Ours is just motorized.
Let's tell Chris you almost forgot about coming in today because they were on a bike out.
Yeah.
Not about.
Just gone.
Yeah, we were biking, and I got home, and I said, oh, my goodness,
I got to
go to that radio show. Oh, my goodness. So
the hair, the wind and blew through your hair.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Y'all just enjoying
Thank
yourself.
Thank God it's radio because they can't see my helmet hair, you know. So.
But one of the things Michael was asking you, don't you feel like you're off balance or anything?
No,
and she goes,
I love it. I love it. But when I was young, when I was sighted, my grandfather, like I said, owned a marina, and he bought us a little, dirt bike, like a Yamaha dirt bike or something. So I used to drive it around the marina. So I'm very comfortable on a motorcycle. I can't drive it anymore, obviously, but Rick loves to do motorcycle, and I love to ride on it.
You go to Daytona and Leesburg?
We go all over the place.
I mean, when they have bike
been.
Week?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. You do? Well, oh, you're one of those.
Here's a funny
zooming by.
Yeah.
I can
Is that
hear,
dangerous?
I can hear them at night.
Yeah.
Zooming by well, during bike week.
Here's a great story for you.
Yeah.
When we first moved to Florida, right after we got married, it was 1980-something, we went to bike week because we lived in Melbourne, so we just rode up 95 and went to bike mm-hmm. week. We knew some people that lived there, and while we were there, we had a Honda Silverwing, and the battery went dead. So we couldn't get it started because they don't have kickstarts anymore. They're only battery start. And so here I am pushing the motorcycle so Rick can pop the clutch and start.
Up 95? So
In Daytona.
Oh, okay.
Anytime we stopped, then I had to push the motorcycle. And so it was really funny that, you know, here we are. But their first time at the biker, you know, thing. And here I am
so
pushing.
So what was the end story? Mm-hmm. Did it finally start?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. If you push it, enough and just you pop the clutch, yeah.
Anybody with a stick shift. You once you push the car and then you pop the clutch, it'll kick right
kick
in
right
and
in.
And you gotta take off and go.
Yeah.
But that means you gotta hurry up and jump on too.
Well yeah, then I had to catch up to him and get on, you know. Yeah. That was our first experience.
So if you ever had a stick and your battery went out, you didn't have a problem because you can always – that's no excuse to be late for work.
That's right.
No battery. You can just
unless
push.
Unless you don't have a pusher.
Right.
I'm scared of motorcycles. When I was young, I went to get on top of one, and I don't know what style of motorcycle it was, but when I put my leg, I think I put it on the muffler or something. It was so hot, I burnt my whole leg. Mm-hmm. Like
yikes.
And it was like a really bad burn. So ever since then, I'm like scared because I don't know how to get on one. It's like
right.
Very scary for me. So. Mm-hmm. Plus, they go too fast.
Hey, but you, Genevieve, have you ever been on a motorcycle?
That's when I tried getting on one, and I burnt my leg really hard. Really
Did you
bad.
Get to ride, though?
No, because after I got right burnt, it was like a pretty bad burn.
Yeah.
It was like, maybe 2 inches or three. That
so
long.
You went with one.
No.
No.
I wouldn't get on a motorcycle with him. He likes to drive really fast, especially while we were getting here today. by the way, I wanted to clarify the phone number. And it's actually 407-476-7282. 476-7282. We had recently changed it, so I was like,
Juan's making all kinds of funny faces here.
Yes,
are we
honey.
Sure now? Are we sure
honey,
now?
Honey, it's 407-476-7282.
Are we sure now?
Yes, I think we're sure. And he is the one who cares. So theonewhocares.com.
There you go. Donna, so in reference to the biking, what would you say to somebody who's totally blind? Would you say, try it? Or
yeah, Rick is a very good driver, mm-hmm. and I feel very safe with him. And there's actually groups that do group rides.
Bicycling, we know that.
Motorcycles, they get together.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I want to
if
do
you
that,
go online.
Maybe. I want to drive it.
If you go online, you can find places. And we rode. It was our first experience. It was really cool. They all meet at a certain place and then go, like, to the Leesburg Bike Festival or whatever. And there was, like, 40 bikes together riding.
You know, Donna, you know what my wife says about me?
Wait. But you said there were blind passengers?
No.
I meant I thought you meant that there were
No, everybody gets together. I don't know. I mean, some of them might be visually impaired, but I don't
blind
know.
Blind drivers?
You know what my wife said
about me? No, no.
You know what my wife said about me?
Passengers.
She said, the one good thing, Michael, about you going blind, the one good thing was that you don't drive anymore.
Right.
I said, what's the matter? You don't like the way I used to drive? And she says, no, the whole family used to be afraid of me driving.
That's true.
All because, listen to this, they always got mad at me. Because if I was on the turnpike and I missed the exit, I would back up. But if I'm going to go to the exit and turn around, I would
say, what?
On the New Jersey turnpike.
I would just back up. If I missed the exit, I would get on the, I didn't say on the road.
On the shoulder.
On the shoulder of the road. Mm-hmm. and everybody's going at 70 miles an hour past you, and I just backed up on the right-hand lane, only extreme right. And everybody in the car was screaming. My grandkids were screaming, ah, he's going to get us killed. And I was just, oh, quiet. We're, no problem here.
So it must have been no one on the turnpike. It must be late at night you driving.
It wasn't late at night.
Middle of the day. Cars just going by. Probably thousands of cars going by on the turnpike.
You know, just you. Okay, Mike. That I can't trip because I know I'm a different type of driver too. I'm a city driver. That's how I put it. If you procrastinating in front of me, yeah, I'm gonna ride you. He's until you move out of the way.
He used to call aggressive. Me a cab driver. I used to be like a cab driver. Every man for himself when I drove.
But my wife don't like when I drive either, so I try to let her drive most of the time, except at night because she can't see at night. Mm. So I drive at night and I say, hey, just close your eyes and go to sleep. We'll get home in a minute.
Yes. She's young too, because once you get over 65, it's harder to drive at night. But Nikki is young and she doesn't see well at night.
She can see. But she just
like
don't.
The glare.
The glare. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. All right. I think we're going to break.
We're going to break? And I got to talk to Juan when we come back.
Okay.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We have another trivia coming up soon. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Quack, quack. I'm the Aflac duck. I help others be financially protected. With Aflac, after an injury, big or small, or an illness such as a cold to a major cancer diagnostic, real cash, real fast can be provided. So if covered, after a slip or fall, you can make a quack, quack call to my peeps, Juan and Genevieve, at 407-476-7282. They will be there to help you. Or visit their website at theonewhocares.com.
Quack, quack.
The makers of the Polara APS Navigator have your utmost safety in mind. When you approach a busy intersection, the Polara Accessible Pedestrian Signal with Bluetooth technology will help protect you from danger as you cross the street. This equipment can be requested by contacting your local traffic engineering department. Under ADA and legal precedents, you should be provided with this equipment. It is within your rights to request the Polara APS Navigator when needed. Go to Polara.com, click on What is an APS, then click on How to Request an APS. You can print the instructions and sample letter. You can also call Polara at 903-366-0300 to request the forms and letters to be mailed to you. Polara is here for you. No need to think twice. For your safety, call them now, 903-366-0300 or www.polara.com.
We're back.
Yes, we are. We're live from Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. And don't forget, April the 1st, which is Easter Sunday, we start in the Midwest, Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. And then, end of April, we start in Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth. We out of there on 6:20 a.m. And I forget the FM on there. So we have two AMs and two FM stations. Yeah. Donna.
Yes.
We're going back to you now, Donna.
All right.
This is important because our listeners, right, Michael?
Yeah.
A lot of our listeners are leery about going to the doctor. And what advice can you give them? First of all, can you tell people what the exam, briefly, what it was like? For testing for optic neuritis?
Basically, they kind of knew by the symptoms, but all it is basically, when you go for your regular eye exam and they dilate your eyes, they're looking at your optic nerve.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. I didn't know that.
So that's basically all I had to do.
Oh.
But then, of course, they wanted to rule out like what it was caused from. Mm-hmm. So I actually went in the hospital. I didn't have to, but it was easier because they could perform all the tests there. And I was blessed to have good insurance, so I was able to do it. And they did some testing to see if I had, like, multiple sclerosis, some things that they know can cause it. They ruled all that out for me and thought it must have been some kind of virus that, you know, caused the optic nerve. And then it did... the swelling went away, but the vision didn't come back.
Let me just say this to you.
This all happened before you got married, you said?
Yeah.
Let me just say this to you right now while we're talking about this. The most important thing you can do in life, if you go to a doctor, if you go to a heart doctor, if you go to anything really important, first of all, let them do nothing until you get two opinions. Mm-hmm. Nothing until you get two opinions. You know, let's say you're getting an eye situation. Well, I don't mess around. Before, when I had my problem, when I went blind, I went to the Bascom Palmer, which is supposedly the best hospital in Florida. It's out of Miami, part of Jackson. And I went there. And then I went to Philadelphia. Went by myself. I went in a plane to... a hospital which is known throughout the world. It's called Will's Eye Hospital in Philadelphia. It's the oldest eye hospital in this country, Will's Eye Hospital in Philadelphia. So I got both opinions, and both opinions said the same thing. So all I can say to you, anyone listening, if you're going to start messing with your eyes, get two opinions. And I would not go to just any doctor that you see in the phone book. You don't mess around with your eyes. Don't mess with nobody. You go to a specialist. You go to somebody who's big or a hospital. Like I said, Bascom Palmer. I mean, I didn't like Bascom Palmer for one reason, because it's like a zoo.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Like a zoo.
They just shuffled us from one room to another floor to another room.
And I was there in 2 days
crazy.
Getting all kinds of tests. But I had my opinion. And then I flew up to Philadelphia to Will's Eye Hospital. And Will's Eye Hospital is completely different than Bascom Palmer in Miami. One is a zoo, and one treats you like a king and queen. Will's Eye Hospital treated me like a king, and they didn't even know me. And like in Will's Eye Hospital, very few people in the waiting room. They have everybody behind you, and it's just completely different, night and day, night and day.
I would agree with you, Michael. Because after I got this diagnosis in Syracuse, I asked that I wanted a second opinion. And they sent me to Boston to
Mass General.
Yes, Massachusetts that's another General.
Big one. Yep, that's another big one.
And I saw a specialist there.
Yep.
And they did, you know, other testing, and mm-hmm. they took pictures, which it doesn't hurt at all.
No,
I mean,
right.
It's nope. not that scary.
A lot,
it's
only the yeah. flashing, remember the flashing
right,
eyeballs? And,
right,
and Michael kept moving his eyes and blinking, and they made him do them over and over in Miami. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mass so General is another big one. That's another good one. Mass yeah. General is a big one in Boston. Yeah.
But what were you saying?
Yeah. So I did go for the second opinion, which I would have to agree with you because, you know, I don't want to leave it all to one doctor,
nope.
you know,
nope.
so but they concurred and, you know, said that it was the optic neuritis and that my condition was not going to get any better. It was permanent.
But
so
Donna, if they were going to operate, I'd go to Mass General. I wouldn't go to the doctor.
Yeah.
The first I'd go to
right.
Mass General.
Exactly.
Yeah, because
right.
Mass General.
And there was nothing to operate on.
Well, I'm
they
just
can't
saying.
Be, yeah.
yeah, but I'm just saying
right.
if they had to do something major,
mm-hmm.
meant to go in your eyes, I don't mess around. I go to the best.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mess because too many people go to doctors that aren't the biggest and the best.
Right, right.
You know, well, in Florida, you got Bascom-Palmer. Philadelphia area, well, known for all the world, World's Eye. Will's Eye Hospital, and then Mass General in Boston. And there's about two or three more that's known for how big they are. Mm-hmm. Not that many. There may be four or five in the whole country known for the eye specialist.
Right.
Yep.
Right. And so this all happened to me, and then, of course, Rick and I were, you know, seeing each other, and he asked me to marry him. And so this was all right before I was getting married, and the steroids that they put you on have terrible side effects, and one of them is that you gain weight. So I said to the doctor, you know, I can't stay on these steroids very long because I'm not going to fit in my wedding dress, and then somebody's going to be in trouble. Yeah. They had me on, I don't know, two different courses of steroids, you mm-hmm. know, to make sure that they got rid of all the swelling and everything, but my dress fit. It was great. So,
and here
happy
you are.
Ending, happy
and here
ending.
You are all yeah. these years later.
Right.
Well, thank you for sharing all
yes.
that. That's very informative.
Well, Juan and I don't like skinny women, right, Juan?
Oh,
okay. Yeah. That's right.
Oh, we have a caller. I see the name. Okay. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Howdy, howdy. How's it going, you guys?
Dave from Orlando, Florida.
This is one of our co-hosts, David. He'll be on with us next week. How
okay.
you doing,
Hi, Dave?
Dave.
It is true. Hello, Mike, Lynn, Donna. Nice to meet you.
You too.
I don't think I've had the pleasure, but hopefully one of these days. I think you're local, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she's.
I live in Groveland, Florida.
Oh, Groveland. Okay,
mm-hmm.
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yep. My sister's out there in Claremont, so I know that area pretty well. Just one little comment. I know Mike was talking about going to the best hospitals for vision checking, and I agree. Of course, you want to go with someone that's notable and that's got lots of experience. But the trouble is with our healthcare system as it is, there's a lot of people that don't have the money to go just anywhere. Not just can't they afford to go to the hospitals, but they can't afford to be able to stay in some place that's outside of
that's
their
very
home
true.
Location. So it's a difficult thing, and it's not, you know, we all want the very best for our family. And if Brenda had a vision problem, of course I'd want her to go to the very best place, and I would, you know, dip into whatever savings or whatever we could do to get there. But the vast majority of Americans don't even have a savings to dip into, much less the ability to be able to pay for the hospital. So unfortunately, it's not that easy.
It's you're absolutely right, because when I had to go to Boston, I didn't know, first of all, how I was going to do it, because transportation, I couldn't drive.
Right.
And I was very blessed to have my family members, you know, help me and provide the transportation. And my dad gave me money because you got to get a hotel. I had to be there for 3 days, you know, so it was expensive. And insurance doesn't cover that.
And there we have Aflac across the table.
That's why Aflac comes in. That's why you get Aflac. That's what he's calling Aflac.
Financial help.
That's
there
right.
you go.
Aflac!
That's where Aflac comes in.
There you go.
So have you been listening to Donna, Dave? Did you get a chance?
I'm sorry to say I'm just getting home now. Okay. So I'm just flipping it on.
All right.
Well, wait, I have a question for you. Stay right there for a minute, Dave. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to put you on the spot. And this could be very important.
Are you pointing to Juan?
Yeah, Juan. Mm-hmm. This could be very important.
Oh, hey, Juan.
Yeah. Listen to this, Dave. This is your question.
I know this, guys.
Yeah, Dave, listen to this question. I'm going to take your question. Juan, now I'm going to say this way. I need a doctor right now. I have.
Boy, that's for sure. Oh, I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
I know, but listen to this. Okay, listen to this. Okay, now, I need a doctor right now. I have no money, right? But I got Affleck. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does that work? I'm trying to propose this right now. If somebody's listening to this audience, they listening and right down to the show. They have no money.
What
right
David
now.
Said is so true.
But I'm saying, yeah. Wouldn't the Affleck give me the money to go to the doctor? Or they wouldn't?
Well, when it comes to, that's why we have to explain the individual policy. We have several programs. For example, if you're sick or hurt, there's a policy, and it will provide you for co-pays and cash benefits to deal with that doctor appointment. If you're in a hospital situation, then it's called a hospital confinement.
Yeah, but pardon me. Wait a minute. I'm going to say it right there. So what I'm saying is there is a policy. There is a policy where if I got hurt right now and I want to go to Wills Eye Hospital in Philadelphia and I don't have the money to get there, right? I could just call Affleck up and say, listen, I got a problem with my eyes. I got to go to Wills Eye Hospital. Do they cover me for that if I'm not, if I took that particular policy that you're talking about?
In this case, we have to see based on the situation that the doctor deals with. What kind of a appointment and a situation they put on the record. That's why it's important to find the details of that prescription or situation.
But like David, I'm always saying, because like David just said, someone might not have the money, right, to go to.
And
the
I know, like with Affleck, so some of this stuff, you might get a certain amount
mm-hmm.
per day, and then you decide where you could best spend this money.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. Right. That's what I'm saying. Right.
If you go to the hospital and you stay for a day, that's a $500, and it keeps going as procedures are done. Then they will Affleck will provide for those procedures. That's the situation. When it comes to, for example, let me tell you about a situation when. If you're in an accident and you end up quadriplegic, they will provide even the adjustments to your house. Let's say, for example, if you are in a wheelchair and you don't have access to your bathroom, they will be able to provide you with money, so up to $4,000 to redo your house. And make it more accessible.
But let's go back to this, because this a lot of people who are listening to the show are vision impaired.
Why don't we let Dave get off in case somebody else just to
so the question is with Dave. All I'm saying, Dave.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Okay, so the point I'm saying this way. I've always said if somebody wants to do something and they have no money, there's always a way legally to get it. That's all I'm saying. And I've done
well,
it. I've done
I think
it.
You're right.
I've done it. So the answer is this way. If I did it, anybody else can do it, because I was there when I lost. When I went blind, Lillian and I lost everything. We didn't have a dime. A dime. And I mean that sincerely. We waited in food stuff. We had to wait in lines to get food. That's how we were in bad shape. Okay? Right. I'm talking about before the radio show. I'm talking about before I was a salesman on the radio. Before all that. Before I went to Plan B, when I went blind and I lost everything, we had to wait in line to get food. So when you say to me, people can't go money, I'm saying is when I had nothing, and I mean nothing, not a dime, okay, I got money. Because you can always get money one way or another, and anybody off the air wants to call me, I'll tell them I didn't get money legally.
Well, Dave, we'll see you next yeah, legally. We'll see you next week, Dave, okay?
Without selling my body.
Yeah. Dave, just, oh boy. So everybody knows Dave will be here in the hot seat next week.
Okay.
Next Sunday.
Yes, indeed.
All right. You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, guys.
Take care. Thanks for calling in, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Okay, Michael, it's 8:54.
We really should be going to break. So all I'm saying to you folks, anytime anybody needs help, I'm just close the phone or write to me, michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org, or write to me. We're going to break. Stay tuned. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Quack, quack. I'm the Aflac duck. I help others be financially protected. With Aflac, after an injury, big or small, or an illness such as a cold to a major cancer diagnostic, real cash, real fast can be provided. So if covered, after a slip or fall, you can make a quack, quack call to my peeps, Juan and Genevieve, at 407-476-7282. They will be there to help you. Or visit their website at theonewhocares.com.
Quack, quack.
Lynx is Central Florida's largest public transportation provider and is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Lynx provides more than 85,000 passenger trips each weekday with Wi-Fi on all buses. The new mobility management model now provides travel options and customer service for the Access Lynx program. To better serve you, Lynx just might pick you up in a taxi or a private vehicle. And now, with the Lynx bus tracker, you will know just where your bus is en route. Pay your bus fare from your phone with the new Lynx PawPass mobility payment app. Public transportation is at its best just for you. Check out golynx.com for the latest news and updates from Lynx. That's golynx.com.
We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. I'll tell you something. I'm learning more and more from Juan and
Genevieve.
The beautiful. I'm going to say it. I'm going to give you a plug.
So
I was
going to
say the beautiful
well,
and
she
gorgeous
knows we only
Genevieve.
Have 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
I got to give her a build up here.
Yeah.
But the point I'm saying is off the air and on the air, if you listen, they have different programs that you should think about because sometimes it may affect you. Because the point is, I myself have gone through a whole lot. We can talk about that next week. And now, Lynn and I, thank God, we're making nice, serious money now. Okay? But it's due to my sales ability and all the other things I'm doing. But the point I'm saying is, at one time, we weren't there. And the point is, I know what it is to be down and out. So It's great listening to you. I want to talk about it more. We're going to have you back again talking about things in the future because we've got to be able to spread because it's like you talk about different things and that's why we have to talk about different things because some folks
in
may not
in more detail.
Be, yeah, because some well, folks...
Yeah, situations.
Each situation connects them differently.
Some situations.
So
one thing that, you know, insurance is,
it's not.
Do
the
I hear the music
best,
already?
You know,
yeah.
Oh,
going
wow.
Off. Okay.
When it comes to insurance, people don't like the word insurance or paying premiums.
Yeah. Genevieve and Juan, thank you for coming here today. Donna, great having you here.
Thank you.
Lynn, great.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, Lynn, was wonderful having you again with us. Chris Shaw, thanks a lot. Great show that you put on today. And did a good job.
Oh, gee, Gollickers, don't make me blush.
Thank you. Take care. And all you all, see you next week. Looking forward to the end of next week. Stay well. See you all next. God bless you all. Take
bye.
Care.
Take
bye.
Care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
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 Putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you